It takes just 3 steps for Americans with disabilities or special needs to get ready for an emergency. Get an emergency supply kit, make a family emergency plan, and be informed about different types of emergencies. To get started, go to ready.gov to get a list of everything your emergency kit should contain.
Why don't you print it out to make sure we have all the stuff that we need for our kit.
In addition to the items every person needs, be sure to include the special supplies you rely on for your health and safety.
So, got your leg brace for in case muscle spasms.
Okay, let's go down the checklist here.
We need stuff for at least 3 days, maybe more.
Once you've got everything together, put all items in a container or duffel bag that you can take with you if you need to leave home in an emergency.
How about if we keep that in your personal duffel bag? Because that will go in your van.
Remember, medicines can spoil, just like our food. So you should check your kits regularly to make sure your prescriptions haven't expired.
So we'll just have to keep in mind to check it certain times to make sure we're not running out of the expiration date. It says emergency contact name. Who should we put for the main emergency contact name?
You're going to put your mom or Diane?
If there's an emergency, you may be able to stay in your home or you may have to evacuate. It's important to have a plan ready for either situation. In addition to a basic emergency plan, you may need to plan for your unique needs.
Hello? Yes, I was calling to get some information about the services that you all offer if there's some type of emergency, and if I wanted to find out how quickly I could get rent a van from y'all.
Be fully aware that the services that you may require for transportation or evacuation assistance, access to 911 and fire and emergencies, those may be limited during the emergency operations themselves. So getting ready immediately, the first thing the person needs to do is be aware of their own community, be informed, make a plan, have a kit, and have it personalized for what their own needs may be.
Also, we probably need to write down the company that usually works on your van.
Create a personal support network if you'll need special assistance during an emergency. Talk to your family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers about your emergency plan so they know what they can do to help you.
So I have about 3 or 4 other contact numbers. I've got someone at the church and also other church members there, or neighbors, or other relatives.
Teach the people in your personal support network how to use any life-saving equipment or administer any medicines you rely on. Also, let them know if you have any physical limitations, particularly if you need to be lifted or carried.
The foot pedals still work on the van, even though it has hand controls, so they can still drive it just regularly. Here's the state information.
Let's click on Virginia.
Ready.gov and links to local information will help you learn about the types of emergencies that could affect your area. The information will help you know what to do in case of any emergency, natural or man-made. Be prepared to adapt the information to your personal circumstances. You'll find everything you need to prepare yourself and your family for an emergency at ready.gov. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3.